And Devin with a D, not Kevin with a K. Devin Booker was a Suns player that scored 70 on Boston. I guess I didn't catch it, but somebody corrected me and said Devin, not Kevin. So I must have said Kevin. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to botch that. If you missed it, nationwide this year so far, 35 people have died from West Nile. Half of those were in Arizona, 16 of them. And I think the reason for that is because we don't treat for mosquitoes. So many other places have
blanket
window treatment,
blanket bombing,
mosquito treatment systems. So if you're finding a lot of mosquitoes in your home and you're worried about it, all of our pest control companies offer services for that. Eliminate the standing water. And it's been how long since that heavy rain? 3 weeks? They're all dead now anyway. They're gradually dying off around those pools that may have been standing in your yard. Obviously around our lakes and rivers, they're still there. So
they're wondering what they did in a past life to deserve being born a mosquito in the middle of the desert. All right, let's go to James with another question about insulation. Good morning, James.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What's your question?
A couple questions. I'm building a brand new track home in Surprise.
Okay.
Went by the site. I go by every weekend usually. I saw the water bib had been hit, and the pipe, instead of going straight up, was about a 45-degree angle. You know, they're into construction, moving stuff around there. So now, you know, I've already signed I gave an initial amount of money to start construction. My credit's cleared, but we haven't closed. I closed about a month and a half. What's my rights, you know, to tell them, hey, this got to be done right? I'm afraid when they take that back and if somebody tries to bend it back straight, it's going to just pop off or crack down below the surface of the ground there. What's my rights, you know, to until this thing is done and I actually close on this new track home here?
Well, your rights are going to depend on your builder and which rights he grants you. There are builders in the valley that actually don't like or don't allow you onto the property because their insurance won't cover homeowners walking through a construction zone. You may want to consider finding a home inspection company and pay them to inspect the home at two or three strategic times during construction and have them give you a document. That's really, other than that, the registrar of contractors, you can apply to them within 2 years of taking possession of the home, but sometimes it's too late for that. So I recommend regularly hire a home inspector and pay him to go out and look at the house a couple times. Pre-drywall would be the most critical inspection.
And look, I get it. Home builders, insurance, and if I was building a home, I wouldn't want people walking all over my job site either. But at the end of the day, this is your home.
It's
you're
Uncle,
paying for this.
Uncle Phil, Aunt Gladys, a couple nieces and nephews, probably two Labradoodles with them, you know, and they're walking over, you know, boxes of nails and extension cords and ladders and scaffolding.
It's the most expensive investment you'll probably make in your life. It's where you're going to live. Make sure you get it what you want and that it's done right.
Let's see if we can get to Jim in Phoenix. Good morning, Jim, with an air conditioning question. Good morning.
Good morning. My question was, I'm going to replace two rooftop units, or would like to, and it's been several years. They're probably 12-plus years old, and I've been reading on the difference between a two-stage compressor and the variable speed compressor.
Okay, hold on real quick. I'll answer that real quick. If you've given the choice by your air conditioning contractors, I would tell you, one, only shop air conditioning contractors at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And generally speaking, I'm going to pick the variable speed over the two-speed virtually every time. I hope that helps.
That goes from a two-speed to an 800 speed.
That's right. Okay, bring in Mitch real quick. Mitch has a toilet we can't figure out. He's already done everything I would told him to do. So, Mitch, are you ready to write something down?
I will be in a moment.
Okay, we're running out of time. Do it quick.
Go ahead and just say it. We'll get the answer to
Listen,
it.
Mitch.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, since you've already done everything I would do and I'm stumped, we're going to pay for Rosie Certified Stampede Plumbing to come to your house and solve that problem. You call them 602 903-1787. And Rosie will pay for the plumber to come, and then we'll find out what it is. And then I get to add that to my database. And the next time I'm asked this question, I can look like an expert.
And I think we already mentioned this to him, and one of the things he tried, because a lot of people, both text, phone, and email, all said
the filler tube.
Yeah, make sure the filler tube, that the float valve is shutting off before water is going into the filler tube. And I'm pretty sure in talking to him last week or 2 weeks ago when he called, we already covered that. But if not, you know, check that float valve and make sure that the toilet is stopping the water shutoff before it goes into the tube. And
you've already tried everything.
It's a 1960s toilet.
Call.
You got your money's worth out of it, man. Call. And it's wasting a ton of water. Get a new low flow.
Call flush.
Call Stampede Plumbing. I'm going to take it out of Jennifer's allowance. We'll pay for it. 903-1787. Those of you still on hold, don't hang up. We'll answer your question off air.